From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. As we've been hearing, U.S. defense planners are contemplating a military action in Afghanistan. The country is said to be harboring Osama bin Laden. It has some of the most difficult terrain in the world. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports now on what the U.S. military knows about the challenges of a campaign in Afghanistan.
The U.S. proposes to hunt down terrorists hiding in the Afghan mountains. They may be willing to hide indefinitely. Colonel Kevin Cunningham is the dean of the Army War College in Pennsylvania, where the military has conducted war games that include battles against terrorist networks.
We are time intolerant. You know, we can't wait a long time to do things sometimes, that our strategic focus will be pulled off to some other crisis. And some of the opponents we have to deal with are very time immune. They can wait a year between a move and their next move. They can maybe wait a couple of years.
Between moves, Osama bin Laden and parts of his al-Qaeda network have used several hiding places in Afghanistan. The U.S. now seeks to smoke them out, as President Bush puts it. If that leads to a war against the Taliban government or other Afghan groups, the U.S. will face a challenge. Richard Kidd is a former U.S. Army officer. In the 1990s, he worked with a program to dig up millions of Afghanistan's leftover landmines.
The Afghans' ability to withstand hardship, the hardship of terrain, of deprivation, of cold, hunger, is unbelievable, all right? The Russians had a reputation for this in World War II, and the Afghans were tougher.
The Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan in 1979. Soviet troops fought for a decade before Afghan guerrillas forced them out. And the U.S. military has studied that conflict. Two military authors interviewed scores of Afghan fighters known as the Mujahideen. Their published findings provide an oral history of countless tiny battles. Afghan guerrillas plotted one ambush after another. In one battle, the guerrillas slipped up on a Soviet base and opened fire. Heavily armed Soviets rushed out to chase them, only to be killed by landmines, which the guerrillas had secretly planted outside the gates the night before. The Afghans have learned to string several mines together so that when one explodes, they all do. And even when mines don't block the rundown Afghan roads, weather often does. Richard Kidd says winter normally arrives in November, just a few weeks from now.
Snow, high winds, rain, ice. The roads that are in the mountain areas that exist, for the most part, are closed.
A military instructor who's taught courses on the Afghan wars says the biggest challenge is just moving. Frederick Kagan is a professor at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. He asked us to stress that he's offering his own view of history here, not official policy.
The real issue in Afghanistan is transportation technology. That's what is going to make the difference in a war there. Can you move around rapidly or not?
The Soviets relied, in part, on helicopters to move troops. And that worked, until the Afghans started shooting them down. The United States provided the rebels with shoulder-fired Stinger missiles. Now, as Afghanistan prepares for another war, some of those same missiles may still be in the country. Professor Kagan believes a U.S. military force could overcome those defenses. In combat situations, U.S. helicopter pilots fly extremely low and extremely fast. That may prevent opponents on the ground from getting a clear shot. Kagan says well-trained U.S. soldiers could also improve on clumsy Soviet battle tactics. The biggest challenge, though, comes if the entire country seems to rise up against an occupying force. Kagan says the Soviets made a fundamental mistake. They tried to prop up an extremely unpopular government.
The Soviets rapidly found that they had virtually no support for the regime they were trying to support in the country, let alone for their own forces. And then they found themselves drawn into the mountains, something that they had never prepared for and never really thought that they were going to do.
Bush administration officials have made it clear they don't want to repeat that mistake. President Bush said last week that he knows the Soviet history in Afghanistan. He also said he opposes nation building, trying to sponsor a government there. Still, the U.S. has begun working with Afghan opposition groups and trying to divide the Taliban itself. Douglas Campbell of the Army War College says the U.S. has a chance to limit the scope of any conflict. It can try to find a way to battle only bin Laden without being seen as fighting the Afghan people.
The first question is how do you separate him from the state? Because how much more force you have to apply depends upon the relationship between the non-state actor in the state that is allowing that non-state actor to exist there.
With the right diplomatic moves, U.S. leaders can hope to set up a battle that their military forces can win. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.